The question today is, can a person be saved anytime he wants? Many would say, well, sure, all you got to do is just have a desire and you can be saved. Others would say, well, no, you can't be saved when you want. In fact, many preachers preach that, say, well, you can't be saved when you want to, and yet they put pressure on the lost to make a decision right now as if they believe the person can be saved anytime he wants to be saved. But what does the Bible say about this question? The Bible says this in John chapter 6, verse number 44. He says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. There's absolutely no way a person can ever come to the Lord Jesus for salvation unless the Lord draw him. Now, a person can have desire because of someone talking to them or something, some kind of a desire, and they may be dealt with by the Holy Spirit of God. They may be even be drawn, but they've not drawn completely to the Lord Jesus. Now, he's got to draw, and that drawing, of course, is the work of reproval of the Holy Ghost of God. That work of reproval is also called Holy Ghost conviction. The Bible says in John 16, 8 through 11, he said, when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And so your drawing begins in some form of that, those three things. But that's got to be complete. Therefore, a person cannot be saved until he's been drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ and dealt with in the area of Holy Ghost conviction, work of reproval, of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16:9 says, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. So there's absolutely no way a man can be saved until the Holy Spirit draws him and completes that work in him, in that work of reproval, Holy Ghost conviction. The Bible says this in Romans chapter 2, verse number 4, when it talks about his drawing. He draws with cords of love. I understand that. He demonstrates his love to us, but it's in his love. Listen to what he does for us in Romans 2, 4. He said, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? In other words, he's speaking here about people despising the goodness of God. God's goodness is his drawing to you. He deals with you and draws you. And his forbearance. The word forbearance means he's holding back that wrath that abides on every person who's reached the knowledge of accountability. So he's drawing that person. And he draws that person through his goodness and an enticement to come to him for the good that God can do for you. So he holds back the wrath and showers you with goodness. He also has long suffering. The Bible speaks of the long suffering being as that would suffer long with those who injure a person. And that when it comes to God, we've all injured God. In fact, we're enemies of God, and so therefore he's good to us. And so no man can be saved and when he wants to because he has to be drawn by the Holy Spirit of God. And then another thing, the reason you can't be saved, and I'm going to the Bible, is because of the fact you must deal with your sin. You must deal with your sin. Now, the woman at the well, Jesus called her in John chapter 4 and said, go call your husband. And she said, I have no husband. He said, you've rightly replied, but really you've had five, and the one you have is not yours. And she didn't deny that. She faced her sin. She dealt with her sin. And folks, it's not just dealing with adultery, even though that is sin, but that is sins. Those sins are fruit of the root of unbelief. And so therefore, you must deal with the root problem. It's not just dealing. Many people only deal with the fruit of adultery or lying, stealing, drinking, murder, and such like. But yet, that's not enough. You've got to get deeper than that, and that's what the Lord does. He gets deeper with you, and you've got to deal with your sin. And therefore, if you've never dealt with your sin, and you've never faced your sin, then you cannot be saved when you want to. You may desire to be saved, have a desire, something because of something that even the drawing of the Holy Spirit as he begins his work, even somebody telling you and showing you, giving evidence in their life of the goodness of God and to you, and you want to be saved, but yet you've got to face your sins before you'll ever be saved. Therefore, you cannot be saved anytime you want to be saved. It's when the Holy Ghost does the work in your heart. Another reason that you can't be saved when you want to be saved. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 13, and this is dealing, and by the way, that Luke chapter 13, verse number 3 and 5, is something that the Lord said twice as he spoke these words, "I'll tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." In other words, Jesus was dealing here about the people. In verse 1 of 13, Luke 13, he said, "There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay. They're not above all. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Then he gave another illustration in verse 4 of Luke 13, of those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell and slew them. Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? And then he said, "I tell you, nay, they're not sinners above all men. They're just equally, but except ye repent, you'll all likewise perish." So Jesus said two times in that chapter, you've got to repent to be saved. So you can't get saved just when you want to be saved. You've got to repent. Acts chapter 2, verse number 37, we find that on the day of Pentecost, Peter was preaching, and he preached real salvation. And the people, verse 37, said when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart. When they heard what? They heard the truths of real salvation. They knew they did not have that. And they were convicted in their heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter told them, "Repent. Repent." And then he preached to them the word so that God's word could work repentance in them. Godly sorrow working repentance in them that they might be able to repent. And so therefore you must repent. And repent means a change of mind, a change of attitude, a change of heart. It's a turning around, taking up sides with God against yourself, turning from your sin, turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, "But preacher, you mean you've got to repent?" Listen, you cannot be saved until you repent. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 7:10, it tells us what works repentance in you. Godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation. It's godly sorrow, which is the emotional part of Holy Ghost conviction. The work of reproval is the factual part of that, and you must have repentance work before you can ever act upon that. It's got to be from above. And then also, you cannot be saved when you want to, because you've got to believe with saving faith. Now, many people believe with another type of faith. They believe that in their own faith. They've got the faith that God is, and that's good. You need intellectual faith, but the intellectual faith is not saving faith. Saving faith will lead you to a seeking faith, but seeking faith is not saving faith. And you cannot be saved until you've been granted or given saving faith. And saving faith, in fact, the Philippian jailer came in, sprang in and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" in Acts 16. And Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, just because he didn't preach repentance there at that point in time didn't mean repentance is not a part of the work that's necessary to be saved. It is a part. Remember, Acts is history. And any time you go to the book of Acts to establish your doctrine, you'll be in error. You take away the book of Acts from some people, they'll have nothing left. Folks, I want to tell you, you get your doctrine settled in the epistles and it'll agree with the book of Acts, the history book. And just because Peter or Paul didn't say repent doesn't mean that repentance wasn't necessary, because later he said in the book of Acts that he preached repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And it takes that saving faith. And it's got to be given a person before he can be saved. And you realize something, that's not your faith anyway. It's the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Read your Bible. It talks about the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know in Acts or in John chapter 2, we know that there came a group of people that whenever Jesus was there in Jerusalem, after he just cleansed the temple and he performed many miracles in Jerusalem at the first Passover in his ministry. And he said in verse 23, "Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name, when they saw the miracles which he did." In other words, that sounds good. And somebody said, "That's all you got to do is just believe," and that's what they did. And that most of us would have signed them up, put them in the baptistry, made preachers out of them, or deacons out of them, or choir members out of them, in that sense. And as a result, they believed in his name. It said when they saw, but Jesus, verse 24 said, did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men. And he needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man, or what was the lack of being in man, and he knew they did not possess saving faith. In other words, they said, we believe on you, and Jesus said he did not commit to them. The word commit is the same Greek word for the word believe. In other words, they said, we believe, and Jesus said, I don't believe you. In other words, he knows. You've got to have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ given to you before you can ever be saved. John chapter 3, verse number 37, the Bible says a man can receive nothing except it's given him of heaven, from heaven, Bible, from above. And Ephesians 2, 8, 9 said, for by grace through faith are you saved, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So you've got to have saving faith. And until that comes, you cannot be saved. Therefore, you can't be saved any time just because you want to be saved. In the book of John, chapter 8, verse number 30, he says, and he spake these words. He spake the words about real salvation, about the truth. And many, it said, believed on him. Then Jesus said to them, verse 31, to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. As I said before, we'd have them signed up, put in a baptistry, and made preachers out of them, church members out of them, because they believe. But Jesus said, if you continue in my word, if you obey the light you've got, and just keep on seeking me, then you will be my disciples truly, indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You will come to the intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. Be saved. Have a right relationship with him. And these people bucked up and said, we've not been in bondage to any man. And later on, Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. In other words, they wasn't saved because they did not possess saving faith. You can't be saved till you possess saving faith. And then you know something else? Before you can be saved, Jesus must be Lord. And that's at the point of salvation before you can be saved. The rich young ruler came and said, what must he do to be saved? Jesus said, keep the law. And he dealt with the part in his relationship to man. And the man said, well, I've done that. And yet he hadn't. But Jesus didn't rebuke him for that. But he said, one thing you lack. Tell that you've got and give to the poor. Jesus put his finger on the fact that he had another Lord. He had another God. And his materialistic things. And he wasn't willing to give them up at that point in time. And so, therefore, the Bible says you can't be my disciple unless you love the Lord supremely, forsake all that you've got, hate your mother and your father, and take up your cross and follow me. That's at the point of salvation. That's lordship. You will not be saved till Jesus becomes your Lord. And it's not just for saying Jesus or Lord save me in those words, because the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 12, 3, no man can call Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost. I will tell you, he has to do a work. He has to be present. He has to grant you repentance. He's got to grant you faith so you can repent and believe that you might be saved. So the question is, can a person be saved anytime he wants? All we can say is, he can't be. It takes a completed work of the Holy Ghost of God for a person to be saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.